How are you? It got very cold after yesterday, didn't it?
Morning, troops.
My name is Ruth Shaver. I'm the pastor of the United Church of Christ in Shelbsburg, Pennsylvania.
See Pastor Ruth running up the aisle.
And the song that carries the most memory for me and the most meaning in my life is The Family of God. My father and I have been singing this song since I was 5 years old.
As you complete your pledge cards, we'll tell you a little bit more about the song that my father and I are going to sing at the offertory.
When we first started singing it, it was kind of a fluke thing. Dad was invited to sing, and he said, well, maybe Ruth will sing with us. I was 5 when we first sang it in church together, and I'm probably just barely 5. And we sang it once, and about probably 3 or 4 months later, we sang it again. And that launched our singing career together, if you will. When I was a year old, well, let me back up. My father went to Vietnam when I was 6 weeks old and didn't come home until I was almost 18 months old. And it took me a good time to warm up to him. But after that, we've been very closely bonded. And I think this song kind of cemented that. I'm a daddy's girl. I make no bones about it. Of course, I look so much like my father that I couldn't be anything else. but there's a real sense that this is who we are, and that our love for each other is mirrored in the love that God has for each of his children.
In each victory in this family so dear.
I think the first time I heard the Gaithers sing this song was at a Gaither concert. And I just sang right along with it because I knew the words. So I don't know that the arrangement really affected me one way or the other. But this one I think I would sing if they put it to a rap beat. And in a sense, to me, those words are so powerful that if it took rap to get the point across, okay, go for it. I won't try it.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church.
Well, as the pastor of the church, my primary responsibility is the Sunday morning worship service. And then during the week, I'm responsible for Bible study and for pastoral care needs, which includes visiting our shut-ins, doing hospital calls, and comforting in the moments when people are in pain. When I was here doing my interview in January, there was a parishioner in the church who had been very ill with cancer. And the chairman of the search committee that I was spending time with asked me on Thursday morning if I would mind paying a pastoral visit. He said, nobody's going to be offended if you say no, but we were wondering if you would. And I didn't hesitate. So we went by the house later that afternoon, and I went in, and I knew, just looking at him and listening to him, that he probably wasn't going to live through the weekend. His wife was there, and I just said a prayer with them. And I don't to this day remember what I prayed. I really don't, because what I do as a minister does not come from me. I'm just the vessel for God. It's very much a sense of watching myself. And it's very scary the first few times it happens. And sometimes it's still scary because sometimes things are going on and I'm not even fully aware of what it is that needs to be said. But God puts the words there. His widow has said to me more than once, you came in and you prayed with my husband, whom you had never met before, as though you had known him all his life. And that's a very powerful thing to be told as a minister. I mean, that's the power of God. Because if God truly knows us down to the number of hairs on our heads, then that was not me praying that prayer. That was God in the room with us. So when I came back in March, the first thing she did was throw her arms around me and say, thank you. And she did that very publicly. Those people who hadn't yet met me, that was a sign, this person is part of our family.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
I think by having that family atmosphere, we're a lot more tolerant of each other. Let's face it, when you put Lutherans and Presbyterians and Evangelical and Reformed and Methodists together in a church, there needs to be a lot of room for grace and forgiveness and understanding. But we are Christians, and we're all called to be Christians together. And whatever our other label is, we're Christians. And we unite under that particular banner within the family of God.